Well, Paul, a flying start. You couldn't have wished for better. You must be disappointed that Doncaster just couldn't quite hang on for the three.
Yeah, we are. We're disappointed, you know. Got to give Chesterfield a lot of credit for coming back into the game. They're a very good team, and we knew that before we came. But we started really well, and we all went 2-0 up. And then the last sort of 15 minutes of the first half, we dropped off from where we were for the first 25-30 minutes. You know, second half, we feel as if, no disrespect to Chesterfield, because they came back into it brilliantly, we should have been 3-4-1 up, you know, for two one-on-ones. Mm-hmm. With the goalkeeper, when he's made two fantastic saves. Big Uchis had a great effort that set the post. And then in the dying minutes, you know, they've equalised. So we're disappointed, but it still keeps us 2 points off the playoffs with some games in hand, you know. So I feel it should have been 3 points, but it was very similar to the game we played earlier in the season. We beat them 3-2. You know, it was two good footballing teams wanting to go and win the game, and I think it was a good spectacle for everybody.
Any time's bad to concede a goal, but Chesterfield just getting the foothold in just before half time will have given them some hope.
Yeah, we'd have done, and we spoke about that at half time. You know, we were 2-0 and quite comfortable at the time as well, and we just dropped off it for 5 or 10 minutes and let them get back in it. You know, but if you take your chances when you're ahead, I'd say 2 1-on-1s and we hit the post. But I'm sure it was a good game for everybody to watch.
And you must have been pleased with Ikpeazo, with him coming into the side. Was it an easy decision to put him straight in?
Yeah, it was. I thought he'd done fantastic. You know, he worked ever so hard, caused him problems all day. He was a little bit tired towards the end when we had to make the change. But I was pleased with him all today. You know, you're always being 2-0, you're always disappointed, but coming here and getting a point is not a bad thing.
And was it also a close call with Dean Furman on the bench? What sort of condition did he arrive back from Equatorial Guinea?
Dean only got back into the country yesterday afternoon. You know, we spoke to him on the phone, and it was quite an easy decision. Really.
Long away unbeaten run in the league since middle of October. What is it that makes Doncaster so difficult for home teams to deal with?
I think we've got good players. And at the minute, I've got a squad that's fully fit. There's competition for places, and we're playing some really good stuff, you know. And I think that's seven games unbeaten in the league, you know, unbeaten away, and we want that to continue.
And you've kept a lot of clean sheets of late, so at 2-0 up, you must have been thinking, yeah, that another one of those will do.
Well, that's a disappointing thing, you know. 5 out of the last 6 league games, I've kept clean sheets in them. So to concede 2 goals today is poor, but I don't want to take anything away from Chesterfield either, because they've done great to get back in it.
But obviously, after a slowish start this season, really in a good vein of form, Rovers at the moment, and that those two playoff positions, really, isn't it? The top four teams are quite a way ahead. Two playoff teams, there's 10 or 12 that could go for that.
There is, you know, if we'd hung on at the end there, I think we would have been 7th on joint points with Chesterfield and Rochdale, I think. Because we drew, we're 11th, and it shows you how tight it is in the league. You know, one win can jump you up 6 places all of a sudden. But we're pleased with the form we're in at the minute. So there's always disappointment when you go ahead and you lose to, yeah, give in to a late goal, but we're doing okay at the minute.
Early synopsis on James Coppinger?
It was a bad one. You know, he's boys went through the back of him and caught him, so he's in quite some pain at the minute.